The NATO boss, Mark Rutte, has described the alliance as stronger than ever, despite Donald Trump's vocal criticism of other members.
This summit has shown that the alliance is stronger than ever, an alliance that is united and ready to defend every inch of our territory. Here in Ankara, allies reaffirmed their ironclad commitment to the collective defence under Article 5.
Well, those comments from the NATO head coming at the alliance's summit in Turkey. But of course, today really has been, as things often are, dominated by remarks made by Donald Trump. The US president says the ceasefire with Iran is over and now says he wants to cut off trade with his NATO ally, Spain. He's also renewed his demands for the Danish territory of Greenland. He is expected to talk soon. We will attempt to tell you what he says a little bit later. Perhaps John Pienaar will get to cover that between 4 o'clock and seven here on Times Radio. There was a note of optimism in my voice there. Everything crossed. First, I'm going to have a quick word with Armida van Rij, Senior Research Fellow from the Centre for European Reform. What do you make of Donald Trump's remarks on his NATO allies today?
I think it's really been a summit, or two separate summits almost, where, as you say, on the one hand, Donald Trump has renewed his threats on Greenland. He's now threatened to cut off trade with Spain. And he's clearly been distracted by the situation in the Middle East again, where he says that the MOU with Iran is now over, which is all quite bad. At the same time, we've had a summit whereby lots of defense industrial deals have been announced. Ukraine has been recognized in the summit declaration as a contributor to European security, which is positive. So there's two stories coming out of this summit, really, which again has been dominated by trying or desire to try and let any public spats fly as low under the radar as possible and to try and showcase allied unity, which, you know, might be successful on that front.
Right. OK, so perhaps we shouldn't be unduly pessimistic then.
I mean, I wouldn't quite go as far as that. NATO Secretary General Margaret always wants to paint a very positive picture and always wants to keep America on board by painting that positive picture. It is true that European allies in Canada have spent much more on defense, almost $600 billion in 2025. Countries are way exceeding the NATO procurement target, which is usually set at 20% of their defense budgets. Most countries are at about 30% of that, so that's really quite high. But equally, in the run-up to the summit, as you may remember, there were all the announcements coming out of Washington, D.C. about changes to the US's commitments to NATO's force model, i.e. the troops that the US would make available to NATO should a crisis occur. There were announcements about withdrawing capabilities from Europe, announcements about cancellations of deployments to Europe. So all of that still paints a picture where actually Europe is going to be left with quite significant capability gaps that they would need to fill on a very short time scale.
And briefly, quite concerning, surely, that Greenland should resurface as an issue.
Yeah, I mean, most of my colleagues and I were saying this back in January, where once an off-ramp was found at the Davos summit back in February, we all knew that that wasn't going to go away and that it was going to come back whenever Trump woke up one morning and felt like this. Since then, NATO has launched a specific operation in Greenland and around the Arctic to try and appease some of those concerns that Trump has about Russian and Chinese influences in the Arctic. But this